Any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of your Son, our Lord Jesus.
因为我们也感谢您呢，您不希望任何一个人呢就是失落，希望每一个人呢都来到我们的主耶稣基督，您的爱子那里认识他。
For we know that life eternal is to know your Son.
我们也知道呢，永生呢是认识您的儿子。
So Father, tonight as our brother again opens the scriptures to us, we pray, Lord, that you would teach us, encourage us, give us a higher vision of your purposes for us.
今天呢再次呢当我们开始学习的时候呢求您呢就是给我们就是更高的这样的那个看到的我们能够学到的东西。
And we give you thanks once again in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
再次呢感谢您呢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks again, Roy, for your time in translation. We turn the rest of the time to you, Jürgen.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Eric, and warmest greetings in the name of Jesus. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
再次感谢大家，就是呢，我们以奉主耶稣基督的名给你们一个热烈的欢迎。
In the past weeks, we have been looking at different subjects related to the blessings of the gospel, but tonight we want to do something just a little bit different.
因为以前呢，我们就是给读了一些福音，看到的呢，就是说是那个福音给我们带来的祝福。那么今天呢，我们要看一点不同的其他的东西。
I would like to look with you at a story that provides a beautiful illustration of the blessings of the gospel.
因为我呢，今天要给你们大家呢，举一个例子，讲一个非常美丽的故事。美丽的故事就是说，讲到的是福音给我们带来的祝福。
We could call this message the amazing grace of the King.
所以我们把这个信息呢称之为呢就是说那个王的那个奇妙的恩典。
When the Bible uses the word grace, it refers to the undeserved goodness of God.
所以呢圣经里用到的恩典的这个一个词呢它是描述呢我们的就是说从神那里收到了我们不配得到的这样的伟大的恩典。
Grace is the extreme goodness of God for those who deserve the opposite.
所以呢，恩典呢是那些神的那个伟大的慈爱的那些恰恰是相反的，他们不配得的人给他们的。
Definitions are useful, but often an illustration is helpful to understand things clearly.
所以这个呢我们给一个定义呢是很有用的。但是通常呢如果我们举个例子把它说明一下这对我们来说应该是帮助挺大的。
And there's a beautiful story in the Old Testament that wonderfully illustrates the concept of grace.
在那个旧约里面呢有一个非常美丽的故事呢它完全呢把这个恩典的这个概念呢就是给描述出来了。
It's a story that involves a fantastic change of fortune for a man whose name was Mephibosheth.
这个里面呢就是说这个是对一个人他的名字叫 Mephibosheth, 他的那个整个的人生的一个重大的奇妙的改变。
The story involves King David, and it begins when he was a young man.
所以这个跟大卫王有关系这个开始呢他是还是个年轻的人的时候。
There was a close friendship between David and Jonathan, who was the son of the king.
所以呢他跟他们之间呢有非常的紧密的这样的一个关系包括那个 Jonathan 当时呢是国王的儿子。
David and Jonathan decided to seal their friendship with a solemn oath or promise.
所以呢大卫王呢和那个就是说呢 Jonathan 呢他们两个人呢就是说是决定了通过他们的这样的口试和一些文件来兼顾他们的朋友关系。
We'll start reading the story in 1 Samuel chapter 20.
我们要开始读呢撒母耳记上的第二十章。
And here Jonathan asks David to promise him something.
在这里呢那个约拿单呢他祈求那个大卫王呢跟他一些应许什么事情。
Verse 14, he says, And you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die.
第十四节说呢我要照耶和华的慈爱恩待我不但我活着的时候免我死亡。
But you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever? No, not when the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth.
第十五节说就是我死后耶和华从地上剪除你仇敌的时候你也永不可向我家结了恩惠。
So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David saying, let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies.
第十六节说于是约拿单与大卫家立约说愿耶和华借大卫的仇敌追讨被约的罪。
So these two friends entered into a special covenant.
这两个人呢他们呢进入了一个特别的盟约。
Jonathan was the son of the king, but he knew that God had chosen David to be the next king of Israel.
所以呢，约拿单呢，他是王的儿子，但是他知道呢，那个神已经拣选了大卫王呢，做下一代的王。
In ancient times, when a new king came to the throne, it was common to exterminate the entire family of the previous king.So there would be no rivals for the throne.
这个里面呢在那个旧约的那个时代呢当一个新的王他建立他的王朝的时候呢他的整个家庭呢就是说呢要对那个前面那个王的家庭呢整个家庭族的人呢都是对这些他们都会把他们除掉因为这个前面的王他们会对这个新的王产生很大的威胁。
Jonathan did not want that to happen to his family.
约拿单呢不想让那样的情况发生在他的家人身上。
And David promises to be merciful to the family of his friend.
所以呢大卫王呢他应许呢要对他的家人和他的朋友们呢有恩惠。
Then in 1 Samuel 31 there's a battle and King Saul and his son die on the battlefield.
然后在那个撒母耳记上第三十一章里面呢就有一场战争扫罗和他的儿子约拿单呢都在那场战争中死去。
And when the news comes to the palace that the king and Jonathan had died, the nurse is alarmed and fearing for the little son's life, she takes him to a place of refuge.
这个里面呢其实呢当时呢那个扫罗王和约拿单死了以后呢他的那个死讯传到宫殿的时候那一个女仆呢就带了一个小孩那个小孩呢带着以后呢小男孩带着以后就逃跑了。
Okay, we'll turn over to 2 Samuel chapter 4 and we'll read from verse 4.
今天我们要翻到撒母耳记下的第四章我们要从第四节开始读。
Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel, and his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth.
第四节说扫罗的儿子约拿单有一个儿子名叫米非波设脚是拐的扫罗和约拿单死亡的消息从耶斯勒传到的时候他才5岁他乳母抱着他逃跑因为跑得太急孩子掉在地上就瘸了
The nurse took the little child and ran but the boy fell and his feet were badly injured
这个呢乳母带着那个孩子逃跑因为跑得太快了所以那个孩子掉地上了掉地上呢他的那个腿呢就受了很严重的伤。
And fearing that the new king could have intentions of killing him, the little boy Mephibosheth is taken to an isolated place.
这里呢，那个新国王呢，有潜在的可能要杀掉这个小孩子，因为他是前国王的，所以呢，他们把他带去了，藏在一个地方。
Now let's turn over to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
我们现在呢，翻到撒母耳记下的第九章。
David is now established as the new king of Israel, and one day he asks a question.
现在呢，大卫王被设立为以色列的新国王，有一天呢，他就问了一个问题。
He says in verse 1, and David said, is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
然后第一节说大卫说呢扫罗家还有剩下的人没有我要因约拿单的缘故以仁慈待他们。
Show kindness to Saul's family. This is very strange.
所以呢对那个扫罗的家人呢显示他的仁慈这是一个非常奇怪的行为。
Usually kings try to do away with the family of the previous king.
所以呢，通常呢，这个王呢会把前王的那些家人呢都杀掉。
Why would David want to do good to the descendants of Saul?
那么呢，大卫王为什么要对那个扫罗的后人好呢
？Look at what David says in the last part of verse 1. He wants to show him kindness for Jonathan's sake.
所以我们看看这第一节的后半部分，他说：“我要因约拿单的缘故，以仁慈待他们。”
David had made a promise to his friend, and now he wanted to keep his word.
所以呢，大卫王呢对他的朋友做了一个承诺，现在呢他要保守他的承诺。
Verse 2, and there was a servant of the house of Saul, whose name was Ziba.So they had called him to David the king and said to him, Are you Ziba? He said, At your service.
第二节说呢，扫罗家有一个仆人名叫洗巴，有人叫他来见大卫。王问他说，你是洗巴吗？他回答说，仆人是。
Then the king said, Is there not still someone of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?And Ziba said to the king, There is still a son of Jonathan who is lame in his feet.
第三节说王说扫罗家还有人没有我要照神的仁慈待他。洗巴对王说还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。
So the king said to him, Where is he? And Ziba said to the king, Indeed, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodabar.
第四节说王说呢他在哪里？洗巴对王说：“他在罗里巴亚米亚的儿子马基家里。”
Lodabar was a town far away on the other side of the Jordan River.
那个罗里巴呢，是一个镇，它在那个约翰河对岸的遥远的一个地方。
Lodabar means without pastures. It was a desert.An arid place where life was difficult.
罗底巴的意思呢，就是没有草场。没有草场呢，其实那个地方呢，就是完全是荒芜的，就是沙漠旷野，就是说呢，在那里生活是非常困难。
A farmer named Machir took pity on Mephibosheth, and now he lives with him.
所以呢，现在呢，一个叫马吉的一个农民呢，他呢照顾那米菲波设，现在他在照顾他。
Verse 5, then King David sent and brought him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar.
第五节说，于是大卫王打发人去，从罗底巴亚米亚的儿子马吉家里带了他来。
Mephibosheth thought that out there in the desert, no one would find him.
那么米菲波设呢认为那里是一个就是沙漠，所以没有人可以找到他。
And suddenly, the king's chariots appear at his door.
突然呢，那个国王的马车呢出现在他的门前。
According to verse 3, David sent his chariots because he wanted to show kindness. He wanted to show the kindness of God to someone of Saul's family.
第三节告诉我们，其实呢，他呢把他的马车派到他家去呢，就是他想要，就是说对那个扫罗的，就是耶拿单的儿子呢，他家里的人呢，显示他的恩慈。
Notice that verse 3 says that David is going to demonstrate the kindness of God. He's showing the kind of mercy and kindness that is in the heart of God.
这个里面呢，你看看第三节，你说呢？他说呢，我要照神的仁慈待他。其实呢，这个时候他想他向大扫罗的后人呢显示呢的仁慈呢显示神的心肠。
So let's notice some things about the grace of God from this story, and here's the first one.
所以我们要看看这个里面的这个故事里有神的恩典的话呢，那么这里就是第一点。
Here's the first point. God's grace seeks out undeserving people.
这里呢再次说呢，神的恩典呢，去寻求那些不配得的人。
Let's think a little bit about this man to whom David wanted to show kindness.
因为我们来看看一点点这个人，这个人呢，就是说呢，大卫王，他要向他显示他的恩慈的这样的一个人。
The family of Mephibosheth were enemies of the king.
现在在那个米菲波设的那些家里的家人呢，都是那个新王的敌人。
His grandfather Saul had pursued David for years and tried to kill him.
所以呢，他的祖父就是扫罗呢，他呢多年来一直追逐着大卫王，试图杀害他。
Also, he was a cripple. He was crippled and unable to walk.
然后呢，他是一个瘸腿的，瘸腿的呢，他是就是不能走路。
He had to get around with crutches. He was a poor, helpless invalid.
所以呢，他那个就说呢，他是一个贫穷的、无助的一个人，他必须呢到处去乞讨。
And then also, Mephibosheth was a fugitive. He lived in the desert, hiding away in a secluded place.
这个里面呢，同样呢，米菲波设呢，他是一个逃犯，他逃到一个就是说是人世稀少的地方，他想躲藏在那里。He
was hiding way out there, hoping that the king would never find out where he was.
他呢就躲在那里呢，他就希望呢那个国王呢永远呢找不到他。So
Mephibosheth was an enemy. He was a cripple, and he was a fugitive.
因为那个米菲波设呢，他是呢一个敌人，同样呢是个瘸腿的，同样呢是个逃犯。And
his condition is a picture of people who are without God and without Christ.
他的情况呢，就是代表呢那些人呢，他们没有神呢，没有基督的。When
Paul spoke to the believers in Colossians, he said, "You were before strangers and enemies in your mind, doing evil deeds."
现在使徒保罗对哥罗西的人说呢，你们从前呢都是神的敌人，你们在做一些邪恶的事情。The
Bible says that we were enemies of God.
圣经说呢，我们是神的敌人。Our
way of thinking and living was contrary to God.
所以呢，我们所生活的方式呢，是和神呢恰恰相反的。But
not only were we enemies, the Bible says in Romans 5:6 that Christ died for us while we were still weak.
所以这个里面呢，我们不仅仅是那个神的敌人，而且呢，罗马书第六章第八节呢说呢，我们当主耶稣基督为我们而死，当基督为我们而死的时候呢，我们其实就是邪恶的。When
the Bible says we were weak, it means that we did not have the ability to fix our broken relationship with God.
现在圣经说呢，我们是软弱的。其实我们软弱和邪恶的呢，就是说呢，我们自己没有这样的能力去修复我们和神之间的关系。
The Bible also says in Ephesians 2:13 that God brought us to himself when we were far from him.
因为呢，圣经同样在以弗所书第二章第四节说呢，神把我们带回来，当我们远离他的时候。
So we were enemies of God, we were unable to come back to God, and we were far away from him.
因为我们是神的敌人，我们呢没有能力再次回到神那里，而且我们离神非常的遥远。
So we looked a lot like Mephibosheth.
因为我们呢很像这个叫米菲波设的。
Now, up to this moment, Mephibosheth viewed David as an enemy. He knew that his grandfather had tried to kill David.
但是呢，现在呢，不仅仅是这样的，而且米菲波设的那个祖父呢，他是大卫王的敌人，他曾经呢，试图要杀害大卫王。
Mephibosheth was sure that David did not look kindly on him.
因为米菲波设现在，他很确定大卫王呢不会对他好。
But he was wrong. He had no idea of the good things that David had in store for him.
但是他是错的，他想象不出来呢，那个大卫王呢是多么想要去恢复和他之间的关系。
And how many people stay far from God because they believe that he only wants to judge and condemn them?
因为有多少人呢，他们呢离神很远呢，是因为他们认为呢，神呢只想审判他们，定他们的罪。
They think that he is waiting for them with a club or a stick.
所以呢，他们认为呢，他们在等待着，就是说是一个打棒要打他们。
The sad thing is they do not know the heart of God.
这个悲伤的事情呢，是他们根本不知道神的心。
What they don't realize is that what beats in the heart of God for them is love.
所以呢，他们并没有意识到，在神心里跳动的是对他们的爱。
They have no idea how much God loves them.
他们根本就不知道神有多么的爱他们。
If we ask the question, what is God like? The Bible tells us that he is exactly like Jesus.
现在如果我们问一个问题，神是像什么样子的呢？那么圣经呢告诉我们，他是跟主耶稣基督一模一样的。
He is exactly like the Jesus who suffered on a cross because he loved us.
他呢跟那个主耶稣基督一模一样的，他是在那个十字架上为我们受苦。
And David is showing a God-like kind of kindness and mercy to Mephibosheth.
所以大卫王呢，他显示的呢，就像神的那样的慈爱对那个米菲波设。
Because helping an enemy, a cripple, a fugitive, who does that sort of thing? No one treats his enemies like that.
所以呢，对一个敌人来说呢，他呢首先是敌人，然后呢他是一个瘸腿的，然后也是一个逃犯。那么说呢，这样的时期呢，没有任何一个敌人去对待这样的敌人像这样的方式。
That is no one except the God of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个呢，就是说没有人接受我们的主耶稣基督。
When we found ourselves in a situation similar to Mephibosheth, God loved us in such a way that he sent his beloved son to give his life for us.
当我们发现我们自己在米菲波设这样的位置上呢，我们发现呢，神呢，他爱我们，他呢，就是那主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Although we had trampled his laws and offended God, he loved us and sent his son for us.
虽然呢，我们就是说呢，就是在他面前颤抖，我们背逆了他，我们就是辜负他的爱，他仍然就是派了主耶稣基督来拯救我们。Mephibosheth
can't understand why the king would show kindness to him. Why is David doing this?
所以呢，米菲波设他想象不出来为什么呢？这个大卫王呢，要对他显示慈爱，他为什么要这么做呢？
And we see in verse 1 that David was doing this for Jonathan's sake.
所以呢，我们在第一节里读到呢，就是大卫王这么做呢，是为那约拿单的缘故。
David was doing this because he had made a promise to Mephibosheth's father.
所以呢，这个大卫王这么做呢，是因为他和对那个米菲波设的父亲呢，做出了一个承诺。
Mephibosheth, this is not because of something good that you have done.
所以呢，米菲波设呢，并不是呢，因为你做的什么好事。
This has to do with a promise that I made to your father, and I will keep my word.
所以这个呢，完全有关的是我对你的父亲所做出的承诺，我会守承诺的。
Mephibosheth, this is something that happened before you were even born when I promised your father.
所以米菲波设呢，我这些事情我所做呢，就在你还没出生之前，我已经对你父亲做了这样的承诺。
The blessings that Mephibosheth received did not depend on anything he did or could do. It depended entirely on something that Jonathan had done for him.
所以呢，米菲波设呢做的任何的，他现在的任何事情呢，并不取决于他所去做的，而且他就是能够去做的，完完全全取决于他的父亲约拿单，就是大卫王的约拿单所做出的承诺。
And all the spiritual blessings that believers receive depend entirely on what someone else did for us. They depend on what Christ did for us.
所以呢，我们整个的所有的基督徒，我们所得到的祝福呢，根本不取决于任何的其他人所做的事情，是完全取决于主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
We could say that Mephibosheth was blessed in Jonathan, and the believer is blessed in Christ.
所以我们可以这么去看，米菲波设呢，他是因为约拿单他才得到赐福。那么我们所有的基督徒呢，都是因为基督我们才得到赐福。
The blessings of the gospel come to us not because we did something to deserve them.
所以这个呢，有福的这样的福音呢，传到我们这里，并不是说我们因为我们做了这样的一些事情，我们应该得到这样的祝福。
The blessings of the gospel come to us not because we are better than other people.
所以呢，这样的福音呢，传到我们这里呢，并不是因为我们是很好的人。
The blessings of the gospel come to us because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个呢，祝福呢和那个福音呢传到我们这里呢，是因为我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
So first of all, God's grace seeks out undeserving people, and here's the next thing about grace.
所以首先呢，就是神的恩典呢，他是去寻求那些呢不配得的那样的一些人。那么说呢，下面呢是第二点。
God's grace.Gives with shocking generosity.
所以呢，神的恩典呢，是让我们感到震惊的那样的大方赐给我们。
A delegation arrived from the palace at the door where Mephibosheth lives, and they ask, "Does Saul's grandson live here?"
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，那个米菲波设他所进入的那样的高贵的那样的豪华宫殿呢，实际上呢，他最终呢，他住的地方，他因为他是扫罗的孙子。
And poor Mephibosheth, he starts to tremble.
所以这个那个就是说呢，这个可怜的米菲波设呢，开始颤抖。
He fears that his life will now be over.
他现在感觉到呢，这样的他的生命要结束了。
And he is transported to the king's palace.
他被呢，就是转到了国王的宫殿里面。
Verse 6 says this, and when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. Then David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Here is your servant.
今天就是撒罗的孙子约拿丹的儿子米非波设来见大卫，伏地叩拜大卫说呢，米非波设，米非波设说仆人在此。
They bring him to the palace, and very frightened, the poor lame man throws himself on the ground.
因为他们把他带到了宫殿，这个可怜的瘸腿的人呢，马上就伏地叩拜。
The man is thinking, without a doubt, they're going to kill me.
这个人他在想呢，毫无疑问，他们要杀了我。
And then David speaks in verse 7, and he said to him, do not fear.
然后大王在第七节里跟他说呢，不要害怕。
Mephibosheth was probably shaking with fear, and David says to him, don't be afraid.
米非波设呢，他有可能就是害怕的都浑身发抖，所以呢，大卫王跟他说呢，你不要害怕。
In the Bible, when people have a real encounter with God, they are almost always filled with fear.
因为这个里面呢，在圣经里，当人们碰到神的时候呢，他们通常呢是极其惧怕的。
And what God says every time is, do not fear.
因为每次呢，神跟他们说的呢，就是不要害怕。
It is the most repeated phrase in the Bible.
所以这个呢，是圣经里重复最多的一句话。
God is not here to destroy you.
神到这里来并不是要摧毁你。
What will destroy you are your sins.
所以能够摧毁你的就是你自己的罪。
That is what destroys you.
这是那个要摧毁你的。
And God is there to free you, to save you from them.
所以呢，神在那里呢是要让你得自由，要拯救你从那个里面救出来。
He is there to save and to lift us up and to restore us.
他在那里来拯救，把我们提升，然后呢恢复我们和他之间的关系。
Verse 7 says, So David said to him, Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually.
第七节继续说呢。不要惧怕，我必因你父约拿单的缘故，以仁慈待你，将你父被扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。
David says, "Don't be afraid. I want to show you kindness. I want to give you land, and from now on, you're going to come and eat at my table in the palace."
所以大卫王跟他说呢，你不要惧怕，你不要惧怕呢，就是说呢，我以仁慈待你，仁慈待你呢，我还要把土地归还给你，你还要和我同席吃饭。
Mephibosheth can't believe what he's hearing.
所以嘛，米非波设呢，简直不能相信他所听到的。
You're saying that I'm going to own land?
他说我准备拥有土地。
You're saying that I will eat at your table every day?
你说每天我要跟你同席吃饭。
There must be a mistake. I am Mephibosheth of the family of your enemies.
这里呢肯定有什么事情错了，因为我是米非波设，是你的敌人的后人。
I think you made a mistake. I don't deserve any of this.
他认为呢你肯定搞错了，因为我不配得到这所有的一切。
Mephibosheth couldn't believe that David wanted to do all that for him.
所以呢，米非波设呢，他不能相信呢，就是大卫王呢要为他做这所有的一切的事情。
He thought he was going to die, and now he discovers that the king wanted to make him a very wealthy man.
因为他想过他可能要死，但是呢，现在这个国王呢要把他变成一个非常富有的人。
He could never have dreamed that something like this could happen.
所以呢，他甚至呢想都想不到这样的事情呢能够发生在他身上。
And we too had much reason to tremble before the presence of God.
我们呢也是一样，我们有很多理由在神的面前呢要颤抖。
We also were enemies and cripples and fugitives.
我们同样呢是敌人呢，我们也是瘸腿的，我们也是逃跑。
Condemnation is what awaited us.
也对我们来说呢，只是定罪等着我们。
But how sweet was the glorious message of the gospel of the grace and love of God?
因为这个呢，就是说呢，那个荣耀的福音，还是有神的爱，在我们听起来是多么的甜美。
It's a grace that grants extreme goodness to people who deserve exactly the opposite.
所以呢，这是一个恩典呢，就是说呢，给那些人呢，极度的那样的东西，其实恰恰是他们相反的，他们应该得到的东西。
Verse 8 says, Then he bowed himself and said, What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?
这个里面的第八节继续说，米非波设又叩拜说，仆人算什么，不过如死狗一般竟蒙你这样的眷顾。
There must be a mistake. How can this be?
这里肯定是出错呢，怎么可能会这样呢？
I am from the family of the king's enemies.
我是从那个国王的敌人的家庭的后人。
My grandfather tried to kill David.
我的祖父呢是从那要杀掉大卫王。
Mephibosheth cannot believe what the king is saying.
所以呢，米非波设呢，他不能相信那个国王所说的话。
And then we read in verse 9, and the king called to Ziba.Saul's servant and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house.
第九节说呢，王召了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说，我已将属扫罗和他的一切家产都给你主人的儿子了。
You therefore and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest,that your master's son may have food to eat, but Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
第十节说，你和你的众子、众仆人要为你主人的儿子米非波设耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。洗巴有15个儿子，20个仆人。
So Mephibosheth inherits all the lands that belonged to his grandfather, King Saul.
所以呢，米非波设呢，他继承了所有的那样的土地，从前是属于他的祖父扫罗王的。
And David appoints a team of men to work for him and take care of his properties and lands.
所以呢，大卫王呢安排了一些人呢去为他工作，去照顾他应许给他的土地。
This was amazing. The man went from great poverty to abundance.
所以这个里面呢，就是完全的神奇的一个人呢，他从极度的贫穷变为极度的富有。
How could this be possible?
这样怎么可能发生的这种事？
This poor lame man was no longer going to live in the desert.
其实这个呢，可怜的瘸腿的人呢，他不会再住在旷野里了。
Now he was going to eat every day in the king's palace. It was unbelievable.
所以呢，现在呢，他每天呢，要在国王的宫殿里吃饭，这基本上是不可能的事情。
And then the chapter ends in verse 13 and says, So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet.
然后呢，在第十三节那结尾的时候呢，于是米非波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭，他两脚都是瘸的。
From that day on,Mephibosheth had breakfast, lunch, and supper at the king's table.
所以从那一天开始呢，米非波设呢，他早餐、中餐和晚餐都在与国王的桌子上一同吃饭。
great privileges were given to him because of the amazing grace of the king.
所以呢，他呢，就是给了他极大的这样的荣幸和特权，这一切都是因为王的奇妙的恩典。
Let's notice three privileges that Mephibosheth received from King David.
所以我们来看看呢，就是米菲波设在大卫王那里收到了三个特权。
First of all, he recovered the lost inheritance.
所以首先呢，他呢，就恢复了他失去的基业。
All of King Saul's extensive lands are now returned to his grandson Mephibosheth.
所有的当时扫罗呢拥有的土地呢，现在都归还给了他的孙子米菲波设。
Now all those lands are his.
现在呢，所有的那些土地呢，都是他的。
Suddenly, Mephibosheth became a wealthy landowner.
所以呢，突然那个米菲波设呢，变成了一个很有钱的地主。
Secondly, he received access to the king's table.
所以呢，第二个呢，就是说呢，他可以进入到国王的餐桌上。
The phrase "You will always eat at my table" is repeated four times in this chapter.
所以在这一章里呢，就说你可以与你一定总是要与我同桌吃饭，在这一章里重复了四次。
What a change of address for this poor man！
所以对这个人来说呢，有多大的改变？这个可怜的穷人。
Every day now he took his meals at the king's table。
每一天呢，他吃饭呢都与国王同席。
When important visitors arrived, perhaps they would be surprised to see a crippled man among the king's family.
但是一个就是说重要的非常重要的人来访问的时候呢，他们会非常惊讶的看见在国王的家里呢有一个瘸子呢在那里。
Probably Mephibosheth was happy to tell them, "Hey, you know, I don't deserve to be here."
也有可能呢，就是说那米菲波设呢，很高兴地告诉他们说，你看看，我不配在这里。
I'm here thanks to Jonathan and thanks to a promise that was made before I was born.
所以呢，我今天在这里呢，我要感谢那个约拿丹，也感谢呢，在我出生之前呢，约拿丹呢所得到的一个承诺。
And the third thing is that he received the help of many servants.
所以第三件事情呢，是他呢得到了很多仆人的帮助。
Mephibosheth had the help of a team of 36 men to till his land and to assist him in everything that he needed.
所以呢，米菲波设呢，他必须管理呢36个人，这36个人呢，去看管他所有的土地，而且去满足他所有的他的需求。
This man is no longer a fugitive hiding away in Lodabar.
这个人呢，他不再是一个逃犯呢，躲在罗底巴那里面。
He now is someone who was wealthy and highly privileged.
他现在呢是这样的一个人物，非常的富有，而且有极大的特权。
The story provides us with a wonderful illustration of God's amazing grace.
这个故事呢，给我们很好的，就是奇妙的，讲明了神的奇妙的恩典。
The favors that Mephibosheth received were wonderful, but much greater.Are the blessings that have been given to us by the grace of God.
所以呢，这个里面呢，米菲波设他所接受到的东西呢是奇妙的。但是呢，我们借着神的恩典，从神那里受到的赐福呢，比这个远远伟大的多。
Let me remind you again of what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3.
所以我们提醒大家，就说使徒保罗在以弗所书第一章的第三节里说到的是什么事情。
He said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
这个呢，他说呢，我们就是可赞美的，我们的主耶稣基督的父，他已经把属灵的各样的恩赐，在天上的这样的一个地方的各样的恩赐，全都赐给我们了。
Mephibosheth was blessed with earthly blessings. In Christ, we are blessed with a fabulous amount of spiritual blessings.
这个里面呢，米菲波设呢，他所得到的是地上的祝福，但是我们所得到的呢，确实是在灵力在天上的那样的就是奇妙的祝福。
And Paul begins to make a list of some of them here in Ephesians 1.
所以呢，在以弗所书第一章里呢，使徒保罗列出了这样的一个列表。
As believers in Christ, we have been chosen. That's verse 4.
所以呢，作为那个信主耶稣基督的信徒呢，我们是被拣选的。这是第四节你讲。
We are beloved. That's also verse 4.
我们是被爱的，同样也是在第四节里。
We've been adopted, verse 5.
我们被收养了，这是第五节。
We've been redeemed, verse 7.
我们被救赎是第七章，第七节。
We've been forgiven, verse 8.
我们被饶恕是第八节。
We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit, verse 13.
所以呢，我们被那个圣灵封印了，第十三节。
And all of these privileges are ours because of Christ.
所有的这样的荣幸特权呢，都是我们的，是因为基督。
Mephibosheth received a great inheritance, but here in verse 11, it says, in him also we have obtained an inheritance.
所以这个里面呢，米菲波设呢，他呢继承了大量的基业。这里呢也讲我们因此呢也又继承了很大的基业。
For Mephibosheth, inheriting land and servants was fantastic.
所以呢，这是米菲波设他所继承的这样的就是说是土地，这个是极其的奇妙的。
But that does not compare.To the inheritance that has been given to us as believers in Christ.
但是这个呢，跟我们作为基督的信徒所得到的基业呢，是完全无法相比。
Mephibosheth inherited King Saul's property. We are co-heirs with the King of the Universe.
所以呢，米菲波设他继承了扫罗的土地，但是呢，我们和主耶稣基督呢共同继承了整个的宇宙。
And we can't even begin to imagine what that means.
我们就是呢，肯定想象不出来这个到底是什么意思。
Also, our king has invited us to his palace.
所以同样呢，我们的王呢也已经呢邀请我们进入他的宫殿。
He invited us to sit at his table.
邀请我们呢与他同席。
And we can enjoy fellowship with him every day.
我们每天呢都可以去享受和他之间的亲密的关系。
Look what it says in Revelation chapter 3 verse 20.
你看看启示录第三章的第二十节是怎么说的。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and I will eat with him and he with me.
看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
When we open the door, he enters.He sits down to have a meal with us.
当我们打开那扇门的时候呢，他进来以后坐下，和我们一同坐席。
And he invites us to have a meal with him.
他也邀请我们和他一同坐席。
Brothers and sisters, we can sit where many kings have not sat.
因为弟兄姊妹呢，我们也可以知道呢，很多的那些王呢还没有设立的。
We can be where many princes have not been.
我们可以呢，就是说成为那些很多的公主，他们都成为不了的。
We can enjoy fellowship with the King of Glory.
所以呢，我们可以和那个荣耀的王有亲密的关系。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, we have a wonderful verse.
所以呢，在哥林多前书第一章第九节，我们有这样一个奇妙的经文。
It says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这里讲呢，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督彼此相交。
The gospel's purpose is not only to save us, but to bring us into friendship and fellowship with God.
所以这个里面呢，圣经的它的目的呢，不仅仅是就是啊就福音的目的不仅仅是拯救我们，而且是把我们带来和神之间的有朋友和亲密的关系。
When Mephibosheth sat every day at the king's table, David probably told him the story of how he made a promise, a covenant with his father Jonathan.
因为米菲波设呢，每天与大卫王同坐席的时候呢，大卫王呢有可能跟他讲，就是说是他是怎样跟他的父亲约拿丹是怎样立的那样的约，做出的那样的承诺的。
Jonathan, knowing that David was going to be king, made him swear that when he came to the throne, he would be merciful and kind to Jonathan's family.
所以呢，他呢，他知道大卫王将来要成为王，所以呢，他就要他做出承诺，就是说，当他成为王以后呢，要对他的家人呢，要有那样的仁慈和那个宽恕。
Mephibosheth, before you were born, I swore an oath with your father.
他说，米菲波设，在你出生之前，我已经发誓给你的。父亲做出了承诺。
And all these good things that you are now enjoying are for you in fulfillment of that promise, that covenant that I made with him.
所以呢，现在你所享受的一切呢，都是因为呢，我跟他所做出的这样的承诺呢，我要去实现，去完成在你的身上。
Mephibosheth was blessed in a spectacular way.Thanks to a covenant made between David and Jonathan.
所以呢，米菲波设呢得到祝福呢，是用一种特别的方式。那这种特别的方式，就是说大卫王和约拿丹之间呢所立的那样一个约。
And the blessings that we enjoy in Christ are because of a new covenant that was ratified before we were born.
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，我们和主耶，我们从主耶稣基督那里得来的赐福呢，实际上就是说是主耶稣基督给我们立了一个新的约。这个新约呢，就算在我们出生之前已经立了。
At the Last Supper, Jesus took a cup of wine, and in Luke 22:20, we read, he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."Which is poured out for you.
所以在最后的晚餐上，也就是路加福音第22章20节所说的，主耶稣基督呢拿起了那个杯，他说这个呢是我流出来的血，这个流出来血呢是这个血是和你们这些所有的人呢立的一个新的约。
The new covenant brings us many blessings, and one of them is that God now says,I will never remember again your sins and your transgressions.
所以圣经里面呢，其实呢立了很多的约，一个很伟大的约呢，神跟我们说呢，我不会再记住你的罪和你的恶。
Our sins are erased and gone in such a way that even the omniscient God cannot remember them.
所以这个里面呢，就是说我们的罪呢被抹去，抹去呢就像是这样的一种奇妙的方式，就算是一个无所不知的神呢，也不再记得了。
So we've seen two things about grace so far.
所以呢，现在呢，我们已经看到了恩典的两样事情。
God's grace seeks out undeserving people.
所以神的恩典呢，他去寻求那些不配得到恩典的人。
God's grace gives with shocking generosity.
所以神的恩典呢，他是以极其的让你感到震惊的大方的方式给出的。
God's grace generates gratitude and devotion.
所以呢，这个神的恩典呢，它产生了这样的敬虔和奉献。
Suddenly a problem arose in Israel.
所以呢，突然在以色列里出现了问题。
In 2 Samuel 16, Absalom, David's son, rose up against his father and seeks to take over his father's throne.
因为在撒母耳记下的第16章里呢，突然呢，那个大卫王的儿子那个亚撒龙他起来造反背叛，他想呢夺去他的父亲大卫王的一切，包括他的王座。
As they leave the city, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, comes to speak to the king.
因为在他们离开耶路撒冷的时候呢，那个示巴就是那个米菲波设的那个仆人来呢，跟大卫王说话。
Chapter 16, verse 3 says, Then the king said, And where is your master's son? And Ziba said to the king, Indeed, he is staying in Jerusalem. For he said, Today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me.
这个里面呢，就是撒母耳记下第16章第3节说呢，王说：“你主人的儿子在哪里呢？”洗巴回答王说：“看哪，他仍在耶路撒冷，因他说：以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。”
Ziba says Mephibosheth wants to take advantage of the situation to take over the throne.
所以呢，这洗巴说呢，米菲波设呢，想要利用这样的一个环境呢，去继续夺取王位。
There are reasons to believe that what Ziba said was not true.
所以呢，我们有很多人也相信那个洗巴所说的话不是真的。
It appears that he is slandering Mephibosheth.
所以这里呢，就是说呢，就是说在这里看起来他是在污蔑米菲波设。
And when Absalom's attempt to take over the throne failed and everything calms down, David returns to Jerusalem.
所以当那个亚撒龙呢，那试图夺取王位的一切的行为尝试都失败以后呢，一切平静下来以后，大卫王呢回到了耶路撒冷城。Chapter
19, verse 24 says, Now Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and he had not cared for his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes, from the day the king departed until the day he returned in peace.
撒母耳记下第19章第24节说，扫罗的儿子米菲波设也下去迎接王。他自从王去的日子，直到王平平安安的回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。
And Mephibosheth comes to meet the king, and it seems that he is in mourning.
所以呢，米菲波设来迎接王的时候呢，看起来他是带着悲伤。Verse
25, So it was when he had come to Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said to him, Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?
25节说呢，他来到耶路撒冷迎接王的时候，王问他说，米菲波设，你为什么没有与我同去呢？
And he answered, My lord, O king, my servant deceived me, For your servant said, I will saddle a donkey for myself that I may ride out on it and go to the king because your servant is lame.
这个第二十六节说呢，他回答说：“我主啊，王啊，仆人是瘸腿的，那日我想要被驴骑上，与王一起去，无奈我的仆人欺骗了我。”
It seems that Mephibosheth had every intention to accompany King David.
所以呢，这里看起来呢，就是米非波设呢，他有这样的愿望，要跟随着大卫王。
Verse 27, and he has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is like the angel of God. Therefore, do what is good in your eyes.
第二七节说，又在我主我王面前毁谤我，然而我主我王的，如同神的天使一般，你看怎样好，就怎样行吧。
For all my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king, yet you set your servant among those who eat at your own table. Therefore, what right have I to cry out any more to the king?
第二十八节说，因为我父全家的人在我主我王面前都算为死人，王却使仆人在王的席上同人吃饭，我还有什么权利向王哀求什么呢？
So the king said to him, why do you speak any more of your matters? I have said, you and Ziba divide the land.
第二十九节说，王对他说，你何必再提你的事呢？我已经说了，你与洗巴均分地图。
Then Mephibosheth said to the king, rather let him take it all, inasmuch as my lord the king has come back in peace to his own house.
第三十节，米非波设对王说：“我主我王既平平安安地回到了自己的家，就任凭洗巴都取去好了。”
Mephibosheth said, "I'm not interested in the lands. The only thing that interests me is being with the king again."
所以呢，米非波设呢，他说呢，我对这些土地没任何的兴趣，我唯一感兴趣的呢，是我再次与王重逢了。
Ziba can have it all as long as I can be at your table again.
所以呢，洗巴呢可以拿去一切，就是呢，就算是我能够再次与你一同坐席就可以了。
Mephibosheth had little interest in the land.
所以米非波设的土地没有任何的兴趣。
What he was interested in was again being at the king's table.
所以呢，他所感兴趣的是再次与王同席。
And this man who had experienced the king's grace gives us a beautiful example of devotion.
所以这个人呢，他已经经历了这样的一个奇妙的恩典呢，给我们呢做出了一个榜样，要去奉献。
The grace of God produces gratitude.
所以呢，就是神的恩典呢产生了感激。
It produces devotion to the king.
也同样呢产生了对王的奉献。
Grace captivates the heart and makes us want to serve and honor the Lord.
所以呢，恩典呢俘获了我们的心，让我们呢要给神尊荣去服侍主。
Grace does not produce careless believers. It produces grateful believers, consecrated believers.
所以这个呢，就是说呢，就是恩典呢，它不是说是产生呢，就是一个小心翼翼的信徒，而是去产生一个伟大的，就是说是一个奉献的信徒。
It produces believers who want to serve and bring honor to the one who loved us with such a great love.
所以呢，我们的这样的信徒呢，我们想恩典呢产生的信徒呢，他要去服侍这样一个他爱我们的这样的主。
Now there's one more thing about grace, and we'll just have a couple moments here to mention this last point.
所以呢，还有关于恩典的呢，现在呢，我们有一点时间呢，再把它提到一下最后一点。
God's grace brings us to a place of great confidence.
这一神的恩典呢，把我们带到一个极其自信的地方。
A few years later, a drought came to Israel.
所以呢，很多年前呢，有一个去到以色列。
And this is in chapter 21, and the king said, something is wrong. What's the reason for this famine in the land?
所以呢，在第二十一节里呢，那个王说呢，这个是错误的，这个是为什么这样一个大的饥荒要出现在以色列呢？
And the Lord showed him that it was because of something that King Saul had done.
所以呢，主呢，给大卫王显示呢，是因为扫罗王所做的一些事情。
Many years before, the people of Israel had sworn an oath with the Gibeonites to preserve the life of this people.
所以呢，其实呢，很多人呢，他们呢，以色列人很多年前呢，他们就是说是去保护一些人。
And in violation of that promise, Saul had put many of them to death.
所以呢，就是因为他们呢违反了那样的规定，所以使得扫罗呢杀害了他们中间很多人。
And as a result, a time of famine came.
这就是呢那个饥荒来的结果。
They asked the Gibeonites what could be done to fix this problem.
他们呢就是问基遍人，我们可以做什么可以那个修复这样的问题呢？
And they said, give us the life of 7 of Saul's descendants.
他们说呢，你杀掉七个扫罗王的后人。
So Saul's descendants were in danger, and of course one of them was Mephibosheth.
所以呢，扫罗王的后人呢，危险了。其中呢，当然其中一个人呢，就是米非波设。
Possibly he would be one of the candidates to die for the sins of his grandfather.
所以呢，有可能他就是那位候选人之一，要死的是因为他的祖父所犯下的罪。
But look what happened, chapter 21, verse 7, but the king spared Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul. Why? Because of the Lord's oath that was between them, between David and Jonathan, the son of Saul.
然后我们看看第二十一章的第七节，撒母耳记下二十一章七节说呢，王因为曾与扫罗的儿子约拿单指着耶和华起誓结盟，就顾惜扫罗之子约拿单的儿子米非波设，不交出来。
Why was the life of Mephibosheth spared?
为什么那个就是米非波设的这个生命呢得到了赦免呢？
The reason was the oath, the promise that David had made with Jonathan his father.
所以呢，这个原因是呢，大卫王与扫罗的儿子呢，当就是米非波设的父亲呢，他们所起的誓。
And here again, we have to talk about the covenant.
所以再次呢，我们要再次聊到这个美约。
Mephibosheth was not executed precisely because of that covenant.
所以呢，米非波设没有被处死，就是特别的呢，就是因为那个约。
And as a result, Mephibosheth's life was safe.
所以呢，就是以这样的一个结果呢，米非波设的生命呢得到了保留。
Thanks to the covenant, the king was committed to protecting him.
所以呢，感谢那个大卫王呢，就是说去立的那个约对他来说。
There are times when we fail and we offend the king and our sins raise doubts about our relationship with the king.
所以呢，这里有一，在那个时候我们呢失败了，我们呢开始去怀疑，就是我们在那个王之间呢，我们和他之间的那样的关系的时候。
We might ask, will there still be a place for me at the king's table?
所以我们呢， 有可能就去问，就说在王的那样的宴席上还有我们的位置吗？
Were you able to hear that, Roy?
Yeah, I can hear whether you are frozen.
Frozen?
Yeah, it's okay now.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. The covenant, the new covenant still remains firm.
因为这样的约呢，现在仍然非常坚固。
If David honored his word, how much more will God do so?
因为如果大卫王呢，他能够守他的约的话，那么我们的神呢，我们的父呢，是更多的去守他的约。
Romans 1:8 says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书的第八章第一节呢，说在基督里呢就不会被定罪。
Romans 8 ends by saying that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
罗马书的第八章结尾说呢，没有任何的事情可以把我们和主耶稣基督的爱隔开。
Romans 8 begins by saying no condemnation, and it ends by saying no separation.
所以呢，罗马书的八章开始呢是没有定罪，结尾呢说是没有分开。
This is the wonderful security that we have because of the new covenant.
所以这是我们因为这样的新约，我们是有这样的奇妙的保障。
So we've seen four things about the grace of God in this study.
我们在这个学习里呢，看到呢关于神的恩典的四件事情。
First, God's grace seeks out undeserving people.
首先呢，神的恩典呢，他会去寻求那些不配得的人。
Secondly, God's grace gives with shocking generosity.
第二个呢，神的恩典呢，给我们令人震惊的大方。
And third, God's grace generates gratitude and devotion.
所以第三件呢，神的恩典呢，产生了感激和献身。
And then lastly, God's grace brings us to a place of great confidence.
所以呢，最后一件呢，神的恩典把我们呢，带到一个极其可以信靠的地方。
The kindness that David showed Mephibosheth is a small reflection of the incomparable grace of God.
所以大卫王呢，向那个米非波设所显示的恩典呢，是一个小小的，跟神的恩典是无法比拟的。
If some of you are still living in Lodabar, a place far from God, Jesus Christ invites you to come and receive his grace.
所以如果你们呢，就是说呢，任何人当中任何人仍然呢住在楼里吧，是远离神的地方，那么神呢，我们的主耶稣基督呢，他邀请你用他的恩典邀请你到他的宫殿去。
There's no reason to continue living far from the king's palace. The Lord invites you to come today.
所以呢，你没有任何的理由要住在一个远离神的宫殿的地方。今天呢，主耶稣基督邀请你回到宫殿里来。
And as believers, after receiving such rich blessings from the King, how shall we not respond with love and devotion and service to Christ?
所以呢，我们作为信徒来说呢，我们收到了这样的就是这么多的这样的赐福的话呢，我们岂不更要把我们自己呢就是说对主耶稣基督的爱做出更多的感激，更多的奉献，更多的去服侍主呢？
If we have received the grace of God, we can no longer live as we did before.
所以呢，我们如果可以收到神的恩典的话呢，那么我们就不必要再活出我们以前所活出的那样的样子。
And we do well to respond like Mephibosheth and say, I'm no longer interested in land or things. I just want to live for the king.
所以呢，我们的回答呢，应该就像米菲波舍那样，我们不再对土地和其他的东西感兴趣。我唯一感兴趣的事情是要与王同住。
Okay, well, thank you, and may the Lord bless His word to us.
所以呢，感谢大家呢，愿神呢，赐福他的话，通过他的话赐福我。
Okay, we have a few minutes left. If there were some questions, we could have some time to try to answer them.
现在呢，我们有几分钟，几分钟呢，我们也这个时间呢，让大家呢可以提问。如果有问题呢，我们试图要去回答这个问题。Eric, you are muted.
Being me.
Yeah, that's bad.
Very good. Thank you. Jürgen, yes, we do have a few minutes. And you put your hand up, Johnny? Very good. Come and speak into the microphone so our translator can hear.
我问一下Jürgen，作为信徒，我们怎样做才能完全接受神的恩典？
Yeah. So Johnny has a question, says, as a believer,What should we do that in order to receive the grace of God completely?
Okay, wonderful question.
是很好的一个问题。
Ed, Johnny's not content. He always wants more.
但是 Johnny 呢，永远不满足，他总想要多的。
Well, when we...Come to Christ and recognize our need, that we are needy, just like Mephibosheth.
因为我们作为信徒呢，如果我们到来到基督这里，我们意识到我们的需要的时候，就像米菲波设他意识到他的需要的一样。
We can know that the Bible says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
因为我们知道呢，圣经说呢，基督来到这个世界是为了拯救罪人。
So we can come with all our sin and with all our need.
并呢，我们可以来到呢，带着我们所有的罪，我们所有的需求来到这里。
And we can say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need your salvation. I need your forgiveness.
所以我们会说呢，主啊，我是个罪人，我需要您的救恩，我需要您的帮助。
Thank you for dying on the cross for me to save me from all my sins.
感谢您呢，在十字架上为我而死，饶恕了我所有的罪。
I believe in you, and I invite you to come into my life and to be my savior.My Lord and my King.
所以呢，我相信您，我接受您来到我的生命里面，作为我的主，作为我的救主，作为我的王。
When someone comes to the Lord with that attitude, we have His promise that the one who comes, He will not cast out.
因为我们如果带着这样一个态度来到那个主面前呢，圣经里给我们有这样的一个应许，就是没有任何人他会抛弃。
When we believe in Him, when we receive Him, He comes into our life and He brings all those blessings of the new covenant that we were talking about.
因为当我们就是说呢，相信了他，我们接受他的时候呢，他会给我们带来那些所有的我们刚才所谈论到的所有的那样的赐福恩典给我们。
We don't have to come with a lot of good deeds. We don't have to come with a lot of promises. We just have to come with all our sins.
所以呢，我们就是说呢，不必要带着我们所有的好的行为，也不一定要带着我们所有的其他的东西来到这里。唯一的我们需要带来的是带着我们所有的罪来到主面前。
And Christ does not turn anyone away.
基督呢不会就是把我们任何人推开。
He says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
所以他说，来到我这里，你所有烦恼苦重担的人，来到我这里，我会给他安息。
So how do we receive his grace? It's by simply turning to him, calling out to him, receiving him, and trusting in him.
所以我们怎么收到他的恩典呢？这是非常简单的，我们去相信他，信靠他，转向他。
The Bible says that he who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
圣经说呢，凡呼求主名的人必得救。
So it's not very complicated. We just come with our need and receive his fullness.
所以呢，这个并不复杂。我们只是说呢，带着我们的需要来接受他的丰丰富富的。
Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I was just going to, I'm going to say something. Johnny, I think you're a greedy Christian.
他说他要讲一件事情，说他认为呢，江尼是个贪婪的基督徒。
You just want everything that God wants to give you.
你只是想要神呢，把所有事情都给你。
But I think there's one thing maybe you can learn.
我认为这里有一件事情你可以学到。
First of all, what we've been hearing from Jürgen is God has given to us in Christ all spiritual blessings. Everything is in Christ, right?
所有的事情呢，我们将刚才呢从 Jürgen 那里听到，神会把他那个当我们来到基督这里，神会把他所有的这样的属灵的恩赐呢，全部赐给我们通过基督。
But you're like a little child that when he sees a cookie, he wants it right now.
所以呢，你现在像个小孩子，看到一个小饼干，你说呢，我还想要。
I join you in that.
所以呢，我跟你以前是一样。
But here's the key, I think. It's how much does Christ have of you?
所以呢，这里是个关键。就是呢，基督呢，他能够拥有你多少
？That's the question.
这个是个问题。
All right. It's like the to be filled with the Spirit of Christ means not that we appropriate something, but that He has all of us.
所以呢，就是。用那个基督的灵把我们充满的话呢，并不是说是我们占有了一些什么东西，而是他完全拥有了我们。
And as we yield ourselves to him in faith, all those blessings you'll be able to see and experience in a better way.
所以呢，就是说呢，如果我们顺服的，就是在他之下。那么呢，所有的那些就是说赐福呢，都全部都会降临在我们身上。
I think God loves a greedy Christian.
我认为呢，神呢，他喜欢贪婪的基督徒。
Thank you.
Because He's given you everything, why not have everything, right?
因为他会把所有东西给你，你为什么不想要所有的东西？
Well, thank you, Jürgen. We appreciate that very much.
谢谢 Jürgen, 我们非常感激你。
So again, I'll repeat for an announcement for next week. Halong will begin a series, 5-week series, ending on the 21st of June.
那再次呢，我再做一个通知，就是下个星期开始呢。荷浪呢会开始一个系列，现在是5个星期的，在6月21号结束。
Now, unfortunately for us English only speakers, it's all going to be in Mandarin.
对那些所有的只讲英语的这样的学员来说，对你们来说是不幸的。
I don't see any sad faces out here.
我看不到任何的悲伤的面孔在这里。
And then we'll take a break, a summer break. We'll reconvene in the fall, and we're going to start a brand new series, and that will be announced late summer.
这个呢，然后我们可以放一个暑假，放一个暑假，然后在九月份呢，我们再重新开始另外一个系列。那个时间呢，我们会另行通知。
Once again, thanks, Jürgen. Lord bless you and your trip to Bolivia again on the 21st, 2 weeks、yes. or no,
next month, yes.
21st of June, right.
今天再次感谢 Jürgen, 有没有感谢你全程呢赐福你也赐福给你去下个月6月21号去玻利维亚的这样的一个旅程。
It's been really good to share with these folks and Lord bless you all. Hopefully, later on we can be with you again and, continue to rejoice and grow in the Lord.
今天非常高兴，非常高兴和大家呢在一起，也非常高兴呢，今天可以跟大家分享这样的事情。主呢，愿主赐福给你们。那希望呢，将来呢再有机会和大家呢一起分享神的话，大家一同在神的话里成长。
So would you just close with a word of prayer then, please, Jürgen?
Yes. Let's pray.
我们来做个结束祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and for all the wonderful truths that are contained in it.
对呀，我们在天上的父，我们感谢您的话，我们感谢那些所有的奇妙的真理在您的话里所包含的。
We thank you for the astonishing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢这个令人惊奇的我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
We thank you for the joy of being found in him.
我们感谢您呢，我们在他里面找到的喜乐。
Teach us to walk in the joy of these blessings.
所以呢，请你帮助我们在这样带着喜乐去接受您的赐福。
Help us to share the good news with others.
也帮助我们去跟其他的人传福音。
And bless each heart of those present today.
并能把每一个内心的都展现在那个里面。
We give you thanks in the name of Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
并呢，我们献上感恩，我们就说呢，是奉主耶稣基督的名说，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.
Johnny, I've got a verse.